Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. Next Monday, we celebrate Veterans Day, the holiday that used to be called Armistice Day. Whatever happened to that word, armistice? We don't use it anymore, do we? What happened to the notion of a sacred day, a day devoted to the idea that a war had ended, and by extension, that all wars had ended? You know, that's what they called World War I, the war to end all wars. The events of the years 1914 to 1919 were so devastating, the scope of the carnage so enormous, the slaughter of soldier and civilian alike so thorough, that people the world over really did think they had seen the first and the worst and the last of truly modern warfare. There are days in that war in the fields of Belgium and France when 20,000 soldiers died, 20,000 soldiers in a single day. They died from shellings and disease and poison gas. They died from exposure to the cold and from drowning face down in their own trenches. Vast numbers of young men perished without ever moving a yard, without ever seeing the enemy, without writing a single letter back home. The world had never seen anything like it. Civilian populations from Alsace to the Volga starved and froze. 37 million people died from battle, disease, and famine. The world had gone quite mad. We had invented total war. Everyone was involved. No one escaped, and the world changed forever. It was clear on that first Armistice Day, November 11th, 1918, that the war had been so awful that humans would never do it again. The suffering so staggering, the graves marked and not marked so numberless that anyone with any sense at all could see that we would henceforth simply not allow it. Idealists and pragmatists alike talked about it. The future had to be something better than the hell they had just endured. Everyone could finally see that there was nothing good in war, nothing. And then the world did it all again, barely 20 years later. They didn't even give the next one an idealistic subtitle. It was just World War II. There's a war memorial in Viroqua, a quietly elegant installation honoring the men and women from our fair Driftless who left their lives on so many battlefields all over the planet. It is, of course, right and fitting that we honor them. What they gave cannot be given back. What they took with them is lost to us forever. But what we can take back is the idea that we will ask the next soldiers, the younger and the different soldiers, the soldiers who haven't been born yet, serving in the wars we have yet to fight, to do it all again for us. I'm not the first person to notice that there is room left on the quiet black slabs of the memorial. There's plenty of room. Now, this is not space to be used as heretofore unknown names are made plain to us. It's not space for long-dead soldiers who were inadvertently left off the honor rolls. The space is left blank because we fully expect that there will be more and more war dead. The thought that our memorial should also be our forecast is beyond disturbing. I stood quietly at the memorial just to be sure that what I'm writing remains respectful of these honored dead. I checked in with Orrin Bean and Faye Hubbard and Selmer Larson, whose sacrifices are enshrined there. Checked in to see if my musings against war were compatible with their heroic gifts, their lost lives. It's true, you know. You can listen when you stand in the presence of honored memories, be it in the old churchyard or at Arlington National or here on Main Street. I invite you to try it too if you haven't already. You can listen for your own answer. I imagine each of us hears what we need to hear. As for me, I'm quite sure the dead are asking us not to send any more heroes to join them. Instead, they ask us to hold our children closely away from harm. They tell us that there are enough fallen soldiers, enough for the rest of time. So that's what I will do this Armistice Day. I will honor the heart of the holiday, Armistice, which tells us that those surplus empty slabs at our war memorial should stay that way. Empty. Always and forever.